You're fucking live. You are hot right now.
Hey, when I was your age, we didn't have the radio.
We was never live. We was always just a. We was always a little bit delayed in my time.
I brought my grandparents with me tonight.
I do not actually claim a birthright to this kid.
Do we have this mic over here? Is it coming through?
Keep talking.
Where's my own jewels?
We might not all really look the same, but baby, that's okay. It's White Boy Wednesday. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Should we just introduce ourselves?
Yes, introduce yourself.
Kevin, start it off.
Hey, what's up? I'm Kevin. You may remember me from last week when I was...
You may remember from such films as...
from such films as being white and awesome.
From
being white and better. And being white and intelligent.
And being white and an asshole.
I didn't star in that one, actually. I just had a bit part in a cameo.
Go ahead. Go keep introducing yourself.
I feel like our mics just went out again, but I don't know. Maybe just a bit. Anyway, this is Anthony, and I was also here last week, and it was a great time, and so I decided to come back, and I'm excited to be here, as always.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be one of the technical issues episode.
Okay.
We got it, though.
Yeah, we got it. 309 messages in your Facebook.
My Facebook.
When I was your age, we used cans. We didn't have the interwebs.
Cans
side
of
things.
That's
right.
No, she's got to get on Twitter because you're a girl and you use the word interwebs. Interwebs brings all the boys to the yard.
That's one of my classics.
Definitely brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, actually, it's something I deal with.
It's sponsoring this event.
Oh, God, because we are definitely...
Continue.
I'm going to get banned from the radio again. that was it.
You were at an event for AIDS.
It's research.
It's either for preventing it or getting it.
And I was chilling. I was chilling at the bar downstairs. Two level joint. And this dude comes up to me. He has dreads. We're both black. We wore dreads.
Uh-oh.
I thought we looked alike.
You ain't call him out?
No, I ain't call him out.
Playground style?
He's a little taller than me. So
yeah.
Yeah, you had a lot of that.
He's about 2 inches taller than me.
He's got definitely 4 inches.
When he has a mohawk, he's 2 inches taller than me.
He's got his own hoodies on, I do.
But he's got his own. You were there, that's right. Yeah, he was wearing his own hoodie line. Like, he had a hoodie line. I don't even know. That's like the ultimate, like, the penultimate, like, fucking hipster.
Well, he's the peak of my life.
Yeah, he had her own hoodie line. It was like cursive, too, like Ed Hardy. Like,
no, but
when
I was, like,
yeah,
five. Eagle
songs.
When I was, like, 5 years old, I wore my hood up. You can look at my baby pictures. I got my hood on, I'm
stuck in
my
phone. Actual hardcore.
And by phone, she means.
Exactly. My water.
That's so nasty. I don't even know how that
I
works.
Like,
you're nasty.
You're
nasty.
I feel like I have been to a lot of people, and I fucking, like, I see the line a lot, and then I sprint past it. Mm-hmm. But this girl, I can't even think
straight. What was my story? I was telling a story. But yeah, no, old boy, okay, I sent a tweet out, like, months ago, that said, his name is Chelsea Ravenel, fuck it. His name is Chelsea Ravenel, and I said, I was on the way from class, it was midday, this white girl, like, walked past me, she said, Chelsea! Keep in mind, Chelsea, he was a model for Charleston Fashion Week last year. And white girl came up and was like, Chelsea, don't you remember me? Don't you remember me? Chelsea, you walked the runway, you were so awesome! And I was like, yeah. I gave her the side eye. Anybody who's familiar with the side eye, just like, I got something for your ass. I pulled the phone out with the quickness, y'all. The quickness. And I sent a tweet, and it was like, it basically said, what did it say?
It was something like, to, I know there's free blowjobs involved. But something about getting confused with this other young black fellow.
Yeah, no. I remember now. I was like, no white girl. Unfortunately, my name.
There's
a
white
people out there? No, in the white. Oh, it's just us. Woo! It's like, yes, white girl, my name is Chelsea Ravenel. Like, so when are you going to get, it's like, are you going to give me a blowjob or not?
White people alert, watch out, go.
It's like, are you going to give me a blowjob or not? And that was a tweet. That was pretty much the tweet. And I was like, let me put my sunglasses. These are called hater blockers.
Sunday.
Hey, I don't know. Hater.
I just
hater. But yeah, I sent that tweet months ago. Fucking months ago. And this dude comes up to me, accosts me at fucking social wine bar. Not even like a dark alley or like on a street or anything. He
like my people normally.
Yeah, normally. We usually try to get y'all to that sneak attack. But he accosts me in the fucking in the middle of the damn bar, like fucking social, like wine bar, and it's like, hey, I heard you talking shit. At this point, I was definitely not sober, and so even if I was sober, I still would have put him in his place. I put him in his place last night. I was like, I don't know. First of all, you need to stop. Don't run up on me with your 6'4" ass, you know, all tall and shit. His ass is, he has a tall ass.
Yeah, his ass is
literally a pussy. He has a tall ass. But what I'm saying is, though, it's like, don't run up on me like that with your tall looking self. And then go try to call me out in front of all my people. And he's like, man, it's just my girlfriend. My girlfriend Googled me. And I was like, wait a minute. First of all, show hands of girlfriends who have Googled, ex-girlfriends that have Googled you that you know of.
Throw it up.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
Asshole.
Wait, what?
Do it, what? You Google.
You Googled your boyfriends?
And you
Googled your ex-boyfriends?
Me and I Googled each other while with each other.
Oh,
yeah.
See.
Whoa. Now, we're not talking about the sexual position Googling.
Like, oh, we're
not it right.
I don't even know what y'all are talking about.
You're both double clicking each other's buttons.
We were like, sitting each other's family.
Part-time stalker.
But no, but his excuse was, oh yeah, my girlfriend Googled me and she found that one tweet and she got mad at me and now I'm confronting you. Like 8 months later, I'm like, first of all, when I sent that tweet, I definitely did not spell his first or last name correctly.
And so,
Google, apparently. Yeah, no, it's like, honestly, if it was a situation where she Googled you and found that shit, I would have had to spell your name correctly, because I'm pretty sure if she's sucking your dick, then she at least knows how to spell your name.
Well,
my name's not tattooed on my penis, I understand.
Why not?
Not my full name.
Why not? I keep important shit down there, like my social security number.
I can just fit half my name on there.
Oh, yeah, you do have a long ass.
That's really
I get the joke now.
Thank you, sir. You, on the other hand, have the New Testament on your cock.
Can I go look at that later?
Every day is church.
He does his devotional.
Lord have mercy. What was that for?
Lord have mercy.
What was the whole point of this story,
man?
Oh no, he basically tried to fight me.
He didn't call it.
I am.
Yeah.
Tried to fight
I
me.
I am.
And I was like, I didn't know who he was talking about at all. And I was like, what do you think? Like, so show me the tweet and I'll tell you. I was like, oh, I can't find it. I have a flip phone.
Easy now on the flip phones.
No, he had one of them shitty ass, like, he had like a Motorola Razr.
Ow! Why would you have the same Motorola?
Don't you pull it out?
Wait a minute. Wait for it. It's even older than that.
What's that?
LD Bo, what's up? What's that free phone?
Yeah, he's got that MV2, right? Is that MV2?
What up, free phone?
Where's that droid at?
You went to Nintendo World?
Yeah, it's fucking
time out, Cassie.
Can you talk about this? This is a white people thing.
Well, moral of the story is he was bitch ass and he can't not gangster. And then I put him in his place and then he's like, oh, well, now that you gave me the backstory, you know, it's funny now. But I thought you were talking shit. Yeah, because, you know, I've got time to talk shit on the internet.
Everyone has time to talk shit on the internet.
Is there another reason for the internet? I was born and dumb and
human. Kids on me when I wasn't working.
My bad. The internet is like ground.
Actually, I'm sitting behind that and I pulled a rainbow where I went up over her shoulder and landed in a pot of gold.
I needed an adult. Someone sent an adult.
Oh my god. I don't even know.
It's been going on for a long time.
Do you guys remember when I almost got killed by that man who almost punched me? During the middle of it, when he was yelling at me, he said, who's yelling at me? I was like, I need an adult. And he goes, yes, you do need an adult.
Is that funny?
Yeah.
The coolest part of that story is that Matt goes, hey, you guys remember? And she was looking right at Brian, who she met tonight.
Yeah, but
I told him the story earlier, though.
To a break.
Fucking carts. Carts.
This is the worst show ever.
No, it's not even that bad. We should get together.
Are we?
Slowly.
Slowly getting together.
We just gotta figure out what we're gonna talk about. Once we start talking about shit, it gets
real.
Barack Obama had an album yet? Because I can really roll.
Kevin Smith was talking.
He had really
When I was your age, we didn't have a president.
You had Joe Biden.
Who had kings?
We had
monarchs.
We had appointed officials.
What?
State.
I don't even think my own.
Oh my god, my mic.
Fortunately for you, that I think that my mic is actually sensitive enough to pick up everybody's, because watch this. See if you can hear this.
I can hear that. That's crazy.
See? The funny thing is, that's actually my pants that she's
wearing. Oh,
I wish I could work one.
Your mic wasn't on either.
Oh, wow. That sounds a lot better. Hey, Brian, have you ever heard of a radio station and board and how you work it? Because it's usually pretty necessary. Wow.
Okay, we're gonna go to a quick music break, and we're going to try to salvage the fuck out of this next hour. There are way too many things.
So many people. Hey, luckily we've resolved these 3/8 into the show.
Oh, I am so sorry that the mics were not even on. I thought they were. These buttons confused the fuck out of me.
No one's listening.
Don't care.
Shit, my dad said.
Do we
have a count of how many people are actually listening right now? Everyone, take your best guess. My over under is 0.
Negative listeners.
People are telling other people not to listen.
Yeah. That's a fuck shit. Anyway, fuck y'all. I'm gonna turn your mics off right now.
Good. That's about time.
We're gonna get into this next playlist. Oh my god, I swear. For the 4 listeners that are out there, or the -5, according to old girl.
-5. It went a negative.
Oh glory.
We're gonna get this shit together. Oh my goodness.
Oh, -12. Unfortunately, that seems appropriate.
You were listening to 1.16 with GQ Pat and an ass of white people.
And the white people!
We don't know what we're doing.
Oh,
I swear we're professionals. I swear.
Yo, Daniel Merriweather told us that beatboxing was played out. So we just gonna stomp on the floor. Here we go.
Meet you downstairs in a bar and her. Your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. Said, what did you do with her today? And sniff me out like I was Tangeray. Cause I'm your fella, your guy. Hand me your Stella and fly. By the time I'm out the door, you're timming down like Roger Moore. Well, I cheated myself.
I'm only happy when it rains. I'm a plane in the sky, headed straight for the side of the building where you reside. Brace yourself, it's kinda hard trying to pace yourself. When you stay away from mirrors cause you can't face yourself. When looking in your own eyes only makes you think of your own lies. You know that it's time to make a change. There's a page in the book that's torn out. Another one you can't even read cause it's so worn out. So the story's got a couple of holes. I got a couple of old cuts and scrapes. I tuck them away whenever people are trying to see. Peep what I'm trying to be, I'll never let them know what's going on. Don't just tell me I'm wrong, this ain't a song, it's a box set. Memories that ain't gone cause we haven't forgot yet.
Sweet reunion, Jamaica and Spain. We're like how we were again. I'm in the tub, you on the sea. You lick your lips as I soak my feet. But then you notice fickle carpet burn.
Two-name and shameless plug and fake, either fake or real, John Blake, Paul Nice, G-Bones, Ryan Gilligan, and fucking Juicebox, goddamn Melissa Santos, everybody who has ever been on a You Look Like Crap Today podcast. These are a whole bunch of fucking crazy-ass motherfuckers from New Jersey.
Can I just point something out real quick? Can you check to make sure your mic's on?
My mic's on. Can you hear it? My mic is on.
I hear you. Can you hear me now?
But no, quick shout out to them. They have one of the craziest fucking podcasts I have ever listened to, and I don't do iTunes much. You know, I'm poor, so most of my music and videos and movies and shit.
I don't do iTunes ever because
I do torrents.
I do rapid shares and mega uploads.
for Asian porn.
Direct download.
Don't let him steer you. Don't let him steer you wrong. He does it for porn.
Direct download.
I do it for porn too, don't worry about that.
Everything.
Asian porn. What?
You don't have to download that.
What? But no, shout out to them. They have the greatest podcast I've ever listened to. I don't listen to podcasts. The last thing I'm gonna do is wait, especially on a school fucking school internet, wait 45 minutes for an audio sample to download of a whole bunch of white people in the studio just talking about shit that does not relate to me. Now, everybody, we're all together now. Are you two done with y'all's little
excursion?
No!
I'm gonna wait till the next music break and I'm gonna go explore some more.
A little roof rendezvous is what it was.
No, there had nothing to do with the roof.
And that's why we dominate America.
But yes, no, definite shout out to them. Hopefully they'll shout me out, my podcast. Speaking of podcasts, the radio show, the hashtag White Boy Radio Show is now officially on iTunes. You can download it, you can subscribe to it. If you have a moment, please give it a rating, give it a review, do something with it. Do something with it to get it to that front page. Because the one thing that I am most concerned about is entertaining y'all. You know, no matter what goddamn generation it is, I'm all about the shuck and jive. I will soft shoe for your ass for 2 hours. Watermelon chicken and grits. That's what we're name the show.
I was throwing my beer out the window.
You were not drinking
that.
She's real. No, you can put some hot sauce on it too.
Oh boy.
Yeah! Let me tell you. I like her.
So
Sunday.
I like her. She puts hot sauce on the grits. No, wait. What kind of hot sauce do you use? No.
That's not right.
What's your go-to hot sauce? And what's usually in the fridge?
Actually, there are multiple kinds in the fridge. There's, like, spicy, crazy ketchup and shit in the fridge.
No.
Let's go back to the hot sauce.
Yeah, what's
the
what?
Oh,
come on.
I can't remember.
Does it start
right
with
now.
An S, followed by an R?
S.
No, not sriracha, you
guys. No, that's not hot sauce.
Kinds,
that's like Thai fire.
Yeah.
Thai
chili sauce.
Thai fire jelly.
Like, Spanish
one.
It's like,
oh! Say it! Say it!
I'll say that one.
Say it.
I got my way.
Cholula!
Yeah, no!
Oh! Whoa. I love it. Cholula.
I didn't know what the black or down
yeah. Yes! Cholula! I don't know if that's a thing up north or in the west or in the northwest. No, in the southeast. Cholula is right up there with Texas Pete.
Right,
Texas Pete's my shit.
They're
but
both
Cholula,
my
Cholula
they're both in my fridge.
With the little wooden knob on the top.
Right.
You got the spoon on it.
I went to damn Yo Burrito for the little half rice thing on Sunday, like a week and a half ago.
And it wasn't a taco, you cried?
It wasn't, yeah, it was terrible. But no, I was looking for that shit, and the only ones they had with that little wooden top, they're all empty. I was crying.
Man, that sounds like first world problems.
It was terrible. I need that green yak like shit.
Oh, I'm done.
I saw. Can you hear me now?
No.
Yes or no?
Give me
your face.
It was the cord for my.
No, one of my friends just said on Twitter that I sound like I'm 90 miles away.
I told you, I think this is picking up through this mic.
Is it really picking up?
I mean, I don't know.
That's a sensitive-ass mic right there.
I know, it really is. Honestly, look, can we just... That's getting picked up right
Wait,
now.
Wait, do it again? All right, that's probably better.
Ha-ha!
So you probably won't... You because when I talk, you can see the levels, right? It's like...
Yeah,
boom, 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 you know?
No, drop a beat, son.
No, it's just talking about, yeah, don't break that. That's
don't break the ice.
I don't get paid to do this, so they're gonna try to take it out my shit somehow. My shit or yours? Like my shit's all the way up.
There we go. Whoa!
Yeah.
Whoa! I'm picking up.
Fucking Kevin's picking up. But can you? The question is, can you hear me? Wait till hold on. Let me get a moment of silence, real quick, so I can check my levels. Hello, hello, hello. Ooh, hello. There we go. I like that. Now I'm sure you all can hear me over these three loud ass white folks.
White people.
Good thing, because you know there's an ass of y'all. There's an ass of you. There you go. Money. Eat the mic. Man, Nick. Man, fuck you, Nick. I'm not eating no damn mics tonight.
Eat it.
Unless they're in burger form. I can go for a burger. I'm not going to lie. No. I go for some Waffle House.
That mic got weed in it?
Waffle House. It got weed in it. But yeah, no. I shouted out, you look like crap today. Is there anybody else I was supposed to shout out? Shout out to Nick, who's listening. He's a big sports fan. He's a Pittsburgh fan.
Oh, I live in Pittsburgh.
You live in? No, tell him. Let him know.
I love it.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
No, I live there though, and I love it.
Are you love Pittsburgh? Are you a big Pittsburgh? Are you a Steelers fan?
I don't give a fuck, but sure.
Are you
a
Pittsburgh Pirates fan?
Love it. Love it all.
Oh no, you're a diehard fan.
I don't really care.
You're a diehard fan,
man. Shot glass with a penguin on it.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, the
Pittsburgh
penguin, too.
If you
right.
will.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
just
me. I feel like there's a ton of Pittsburgh
kids on your face.
And yes.
Pittsburgh fans in Charleston?
Well,
no. There are a lot of Yankees fans in Charleston.
Can I
don't understand. Like, I called some people out during the World Series when the fucking Yankees finally won. I called them out. I was like, motherfucker, you're from Ohio. or you're from Dillon, South Carolina. How the hell are you a Yankees fan? How?
Can I present a little FYI for you? There's one FYI. Pittsburgh fan.
All right, go ahead.
In Charleston,
mm-hmm.
King Street Grill, Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers, part owner.
Really?
Part owner of King Street Grill.
He said a quick tweet from a friend, Nick. He's like, "Go Steelers! That chick is the best. We're gonna have to talk, buddy."
yes,
no.
Oh my!
Oh my! Oh, she puts out.
This is not about my secret penis.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah,
a secret.
But a lot of people don't know about Lady Gaga's either.
Yeah, no. Everybody knows about that. They still listen to bullshit ass music, man. First and foremost. Yeah. Fuck Lady Gaga and
Good Twilight series.
Yeah, that's right. I said it on CFC Radio.
I have an idea.
It on Whiteboard Wednesday.
Can we talk about this for a minute?
Fuck Lady Gaga.
That in order to more purify our gene pool, everyone who goes to see the midnight showing of Twilight
should
be murdered. They should bomb the movie theaters, and then our intelligence would
skyrocket. Well, I mean, in all fairness, I definitely went to go see This Is It.
Well, that's all right.
The midnight show.
Michael Jackson's going. I wasn't really listening to you, but now that I realize what you actually said, no, that's fine. Twilight is completely different.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Clearly.
How is that not different?
I love Twilight. I love getting bitten by vampires that look like Robert Pattinson.
I love terrible books.
Oh my god.
You guys read the Da Vinci Code too?
I just think most white girls have this really fucked up fetish that like they want to get
daddy
bitten.
Issues.
Like whole bunch of daddy issues. But they really want to get bitten by a fucking good looking vampire.
I draw the line at hair pulling. And handcuffs. If I'm in a police station,
you don't want bomb ass things and like immortality, and being able to fly.
A girl in things.
Dude, do you have a story on this?
I don't, but I'm just gonna keep a personal
recollection of a past holiday.
I'm just gonna keep it to it worked for me.
Wait, who's a Pens fan?
No one.
There are no Pens fans here. I'm sorry, Nick. That's just you. No one likes Penn State.
Whoa!
I support that though,
because
it happened in my apartment.
Marconi Award-winning show tonight. Pittsburgh love women with cocks
and
Twilight bashing.
Yeah, fuck Twilight.
Fan for life.
Thank God.
Thank you, Nick.
I appreciate it. Apparently, we need to talk about the acid trip that is the new Beyonce Lady Gaga video.
Wait, Pens
is in Penguins.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Penn State. I was about to get upset.
Are we talking about the Lady Gaga video? That's Bad Romance? Are we talking about that?
The video. It's called telephone or video phone. It's Gaga, Lady Gaga, and Beyonce.
I think it's called video phone. I remember seeing that and thinking about how that technology was 12.
Yeah, and if we don't fucking know what the hell it is.
Else with the video phone, so it didn't make any goddamn sense. It was just a regular phone with a screen on it.
I'm still waiting for all my friends to catch up and get a fucking iPhone. Cause it's so hard to send. I'm gonna send you this email real quick. This link, this crazy link.
I ain't got AT&T, dog.
Like, I don't got a data plan, son. I'm like,
well, I got a BlackBerry.
What are you doing? I'm gonna say, you got a BlackBerry. No, that should be
but
easy.
Android is fine.
You still have a data plan.
I know, but I have a data plan, but if you don't have AT&T, you can't get that.
Oh, that droid's already out on Verizon.
Droid.
The one on Verizon? Yeah, it came out the 16th.
Apparently, Droid is kicking ass all
exactly.
over.
Taking iPhone names.
Oh, my goodness. I'm looking for. Oh, thank you, man.
Taking
send me a.
Names.
Oh, I love Twitter. She sent me a fucking link.
Twitter.
Oh, God.
Boom.
Can we
fucking
talk about
tweet all over my deets?
Oh, can we talk about
all right, we're gonna do like a fucking pop up video kind of thing.
Pop-up
we're just gonna
video.
give our take on this.
Can someone tweet?
Is it supposed to look like that?
Pop up video.
I think it's supposed to look
someone
like that.
Please tweet all over my
video.
Is it supposed to look like that?
Pop up video. Pop up video.
I
think it's supposed to look like that.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be like a slow mo, like stop motion.
I think it's a Bond porn.
What was that? Semen tube?
Salmon tube. Semen.
Oh, shit.
You're just reading it
wrong. Beyonce looks weird.
That's like,
first of all, Beyonce looks
that's
weird
Lady
as
Gaga.
Shit.
That's Beyonce.
That's Beyonce.
Is that Beyonce.
That is Beyonce.
Yeah.
Why is her hair?
Why is she having an emo cut? Speaking of Hot Topic, earlier, she got a Hot Topic cut.
Lady Gaga dressed her, apparently.
Yeah.
This is bad news.
She's
bears.
Like.
This is really weird.
She's like
I don't
a
like
gay
this.
Egyptian robot.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I get it.
Video.
Oh,
phone.
I have heard this song. I just have not seen the video.
This is really weird.
I didn't
mm-hmm. Like, just to give you an idea as to how conceited Beyonce is, Beyonce at this point will only dance with other copies of Beyonce.
Yeah, and she won't even show her butt.
She will
Why
only
not?
Dance with Beyonce.
Why not?
Fuck that. The Single Ladies video. Those two that were dancing with her, they were on point.
You see that?
Fuck
I think
that. They were
movies.
On point.
Nah, that was a nude suit.
This is really weird. Oh, no. You think it's retarded now? Wait till Lady Gaga
yeah.
comes up.
Let's see it.
Oh, that's her right there.
She
I know it's her.
She never has a face.
Oh,
no,
that's a dude. Just
whatever,
kidding.
It's gonna be Lady Gaga. She's gonna be like, oh, shit, I didn't have a face as
hey.
Usual.
Hey, what up?
Hey,
what up?
Guys.
This might be retarded, but I feel like
I'll
definitely
you're still turned on. You still mad
you would
me.
What?
This is weird. It's like, I feel like she's trying to fuck a TV.
Look. It's gonna be Lady Gaga.
Beyonce's still hot as fuck.
I know. Lady Gaga's gonna come out, but she's gonna come out with a 6-inch bulge,
no
and
face.
I'm not gonna care.
Look, it's gonna be her with no face. Watch it.
No, it's not. It better not be.
This shit is stupid.
That's because her face isn't that good. I still don't think I'm getting in on this.
No,
it's
Lady
Gaga
has a new video, and her face
looks
hot.
Is that. There it is.
There it is.
Look at her.
Lady Gaga.
That's Lady Gaga?
She's got a huge nose.
Huge penis.
She's Jewish.
Oh, see, now you went and said it.
She has a big-ass nose. That's a
she has a big-ass penis,
it's
dog.
Long. It's long.
True,
it's
but she
long.
Has that new video where she looks really hot.
She has that bad romance
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah, that one.
I don't care how hot you are when you have a penis.
That
boop, bat, boop, bat, 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 romance.
She looks hot in that, though.
Here's the thing. I'm confident Beyonce does not have a penis, and I'm confident
Lady Gaga
does. Is that
Lady Gaga too?
Beyonce.
That's not Beyonce.
That's neither. That's just what is that? Katy Perry or some shit?
Katy Perry.
I wish it was Katy
Perry.
Katy
Perry
has a really long nose.
Her boobs are fantastic.
She's
why
like,
is her nose so long?
Katy Perry is like a highly sexual Zooey Deschanel.
I'm sorry we're watching. I'm sorry we're watching this music video on the radio, but if y'all get a chance, please look at this goddamn music video. This thing is the most ridiculous fucking thing I've seen in my life.
Here's the thing: if you're listening to the radio and you're not watching this with us, like, just fucking hang up because you don't deserve technology anymore. You don't know how to work it.
This is what happens when you give untalented people way too much money.
True.
Beyonce's usually pretty talented, but I'm not a big fan of Lady Gaga.
This is terrible.
Wait, is that Lady Gaga's camel toe? Do you see it?
Yeah,
but it's like her mid-balls toe. Because she's got them. You can take that camel toe.
Wow, they're like, they practice that
lady.
One. That is Beyonce. Wow.
I told you it was.
She looks a lot lighter.
I got somebody
now.
Else.
They're probably just giving her some crazy makeup.
Fucking Photoshop. After Effects 9.
Video phone.
CS3.
CS4, dog.
Oh, yeah, I got that CS4.
Keep it right.
I did have that CS4.
CS4 is useless.
That's what I edit. That's what I edit the podcast version of this bullshit.
Yeah,
ass
CS4 is only useful for the internet.
I use Premiere. I use Adobe Premiere to edit the show.
Which
is really weird.
But does she have like a fishbowl bra on a second ago?
Probably. What the fuck is like a fishbowl bra?
I feel like her
fish swimming around.
I feel like her breasts were just in two plastic globes.
Oh, true.
I can't believe we just spent 5 minutes on this terrible song.
Was it really 5 minutes?
Damn! That flew by. That was the most terrible flying by of all time. She's shooting a Nerf gun at herself.
Lady Gaga.
Alright, so.
No,
we're not watching shit else by
Lady
Gaga.
That was a trip, no doubt. What time is it?
It's 11:25.
So. On the video? Terrible. I feel like Beyonce was fine, though.
But I don't want to do anything about it.
She can't really do wrong.
I still don't want to do anything about it.
What do you want to do anything about it?
Like, she's fine.
Let's watch it again.
Bad romance.
I'm not doing bad romance.
We don't have to talk about it. I just want
no,
to
I'm not spending another 4 minutes of my life, my God-given time, watching that guy.
Jesus loves Lady Gaga.
We never get those last 5 minutes of our life back.
No, we really
ever.
Don't.
Thank you. Who
No matter how much you masturbate.
Who suggested that?
Not suggested it. Just I mean, I brought it up. Yeah. Oh no, Mantha actually. You don't know? Do you remember Mantha Raven?
Oh, I remember her very well.
You don't know her.
I don't know her.
Remember the way she did.
But Mantha, you wasted 5 minutes.
You
wait.
It was actually it was on the dot 5 fucking minutes.
That's
that was
terrible.
That was a terrible ass music
like,
video.
Why don't you suggest?
Lady Gaga had a ridiculous sized nose. I wouldn't say it was an acid trip. It was more.
No.
It was just just a poorly edited music video. Like someone.
That was like a Hot Pocket of music videos.
Hey, I like Hot Pocket.
I don't really
Hot Pockets come through in the clutch.
Yeah,
but they give you diarrhea and they're terrible. So
no, pizza rolls. You want to talk about diarrhea? Pizza rolls against the love of diarrhea.
Junior roll. Want to talk about diarrhea?
Fuck pizza rolls. First and foremost.
Don't fuck them.
Fuck pizza rolls, right?
No!
Pizza rolls were awesome when you were like 14.
They're still awesome. I am back of that shit.
Right now with Rich.
I got
Rich.
That's your friend.
That's fucked up.
That is your friend. And I am turning this way.
Molly loves it.
Which brings me to another thing. What is the deal with people in the South and ranch?
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'm from the South.
Ranch is disgusting.
I don't really get the ranch.
Do you know what?
We're about to talk. I know there's a lot of. I would guess there's a lot of mayonnaise involved.
We're about to talk.
I know there's. I think you use buttermilk.
We're about to talk. Yeah. Well, I guess if you're
buttermilk ranch is all right.
Buttermilk and
buttermilk
ranch is real.
That's all right. So gross. I'm gonna see what.
So
yeah, keep talking. I'm gonna look up what it takes to make ranch fucking dressing.
It's probably terrible.
Ooh, look at that.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you real quick, Brian.
What's up?
So you go to Mama Kim's?
Yes, I do go to Mama. No! Don't give it. Don't talk about the white sauce.
Do you get the white sauce?
No, I get the sriracha.
Do you get the white sauce?
No, I don't get the white sauce.
I know you get the white sauce sometimes.
No. Honestly, I get sriracha and ponzu sauce.
Hey boy. I know you get that white sauce sometimes.
But the only thing I get is miso. I get miso soup and the beef dumplings.
But what about when you get that teriyaki bowl?
I don't get the teriyaki bowl.
You get it sometimes.
No, I don't.
What about
you know how expensive that shit is?
What about a steak bowl?
A steak bowl is like $8 at fucking Mama.
I know you get it sometimes.
No, I really
don't.
Every now and then?
When you're feeling real rich?
No. I have not ever.
All right, what about when you
ever felt rich?
You ever go to Miyabi?
Yeah, his card just got...
My shit got declined for a $4 tab. My shit got denied at Burns Alley. And then right after, we went to goddamn King Street Station. I was like, you know, let me try my card out real quick. So I got a fucking pepperoni beef jerky stick. This shit ran through.
That's because they take food stamps.
They take.
I don't mind buzzing
on
that.
Loud as fuck.
I know I'm loud. I don't mind buzzing on that. That's hilarious.
Wait, that's. Yeah, he's deep throating the mic. He is deep throating.
Are you not allowed to lick
mic.
These things?
Oh, yeah, so it's 1 cup buttermilk, a half a cup of mayonnaise, Mayonnaise, yeah. Your
Let
mayonnaise.
Me tell you about that white sauce. That white sauce
one
is like
teaspoon of
99% mayonnaise, 1% Asian, and it's just tasty.
I don't like the white sauce. I've had it. Like I said, I've had it before, but I'm just not a big fan of the motherfucking white sauce.
Damn. I'm about to go to Mama Kim's right now.
No, you're not. Mama Kim's is closed. Mama Kim's is not open this late. You know Asian people like to get out of town before 8 o'clock. I'm sorry. You know,
you never know when that nuke's going to come.
Right. Oh, my God. Welcome to the Racially Insensitive Show. This is what we do every Wednesday from 10 to midnight. Because you know that nuke's coming. There's something wrong with you.
I said you never know when it's coming.
I'm not drinking.
You get emails.
Damn, I would expect that from fucking Anthony. Even Anthony's taking his head. Well, no, not even. Like,
wow.
I feel like Anthony. I feel. Yeah. He's got a first place blue ribbon on his crotch.
He's got a look on his face, though, that says, I don't do that shit.
And ignore that blatant racism of food stamps. I love Twitter so much. It's real time. Oh my God! I don't even want to know what that means. Japanese steakhouse white sauce. There's a recipe.
Has mayonnaise plus white. Plus sauce.
What?
Yum yum or yummy sauce?
Yeah, Nick.
I'll
Nick.
Go with the two yums.
Shout out to Nick. The link you sent me does not work. Oh wait, just kidding. No, it doesn't work. It's revealed. Summer 2009.
Starring people.
Imagine a place, a man, a mission,
a destiny. Really good. A white sauce.
That's not really a movie voice there, Brian.
Imagine.
Coming to a theater near you.
Keanu Reeves starring in.
The little white people.
The confused white people.
What is going on? I see these black people, but they're not robbing me or anything. I don't know what's happening.
Dude, well.
Do you guys know where I can get some fried chicken?